Hello out there, and welcome to Work with Miles Okazaki, where I share a few things I've picked up over the years as a guitarist and composer in New York City. If you like what you hear, you could go over to Patreon and become a member for a very small fee and have access to video versions of all of these episodes and others that aren't included here. Download materials such as sheet music and exercises, and have the ability to ask me questions directly and request topics for new episodes. This program focuses on the guitar, but goes into many other areas, so there should be something for everyone. And the show starts now. All right, welcome back, folks. This is a special video today. This is a free video. And in this video, I will be talking about a special gift that I'm giving to members of this Patreon as a thank you for supporting this project so far, and as an enticement for people to join. And what that gift is a book. And what this book is an answer to the question, what are all of the possible scales that I can make with 12 tones? Okay, now this is quite a big question, and I'm not going to get into the whole process of figuring out this thing and getting your mind around it, because it actually took me many years to put it into a form that was manageable, you know. And what that form is here on this one page. These are all of the scales that are possible. Now, it doesn't seem maybe like that's enough space to represent that, but it actually is if you use a certain, you know, types of notation and you ask the question in a certain way. I wanted to make it fun, really. So what I have is a book that I made. Now, this is a printed version, and this book, it's called 351 Shapes. Why 351? Because if you ask yourself this question, I have 12 tones, what are all the scales I can make from that? First you have to say, well, what is a scale? And I'm gonna say, well, a scale could have one note, or it could have two notes, or it could have three notes, and it could have any number of notes up to 12. One note is just one note. And 12 notes is a chromatic scale, and everything in between is also scales. But you can make the amount smaller by saying certain things. Like you can say, well, transpositions of a scale, like, if, you know, a C major and a D major scale, I'm gonna say that those are the same basic thing, you know. On my big list, I don't list two transpositions of the scale as two different things. I just have one shape, okay, and that one shape represents all major scales. What it also represents is all modes of that scale. So, you know, if I say, or C, Ionian, D, Dorian, well, those are the same notes. So in my big list, those are also grouped together as modes of a similar structure, okay? And there are a few other things. I'm not going to go into all of it. But when you cut it all down, you eliminate transpositions and modes and all that stuff, you get 351 basic things. And so what that seemed like to me is like, well, that could be a calendar, right? It's 365. But 351 almost gets you there. You get 2 weeks off at the end of the year, you know. But what this book is, in order to make it kind of fun, is a calendar. So today, January 23rd, well, this is my page for January 23rd. And What this shows is a scale that has four notes, because we're early in the year, so we have these kind of small scales. And it shows this shape, C, D flat, E flat, F. Sounds kind of like the beginning of a Phrygian scale or something like that. And then it has, because this scale has four notes and it's not symmetrical in any kind of way, it has four modes. So you have this, and you have this, right? And you have this. And you have the four modes, one starting on the first degree, second, third, and fourth degree, right? The way I have them all written in this book is to have them all starting on C. Everything in the book starts on C. So the four modes of the scale actually sound like this. To your ear, that may not all sound like the same scale, but it actually is. It's just four different modes of the same scale. In the same way that saying something more familiar, let's say a C pentatonic scale. Now I can play an F pentatonic scale and start it on C. Okay? So what that reveals is the difference in the structures of different modes. If I take the C pentatonic scale, but then I started on G, I'm playing the exact same notes. So it doesn't really reveal that much to me. But if I transpose them all so that they start on C, then I can really hear the different structures. So anyway, these 351 shapes, these 351 shapes and their modes, which are all listed on each individual page of this book, that gives you, in the course of a year, all possible scales. You could take these, and I just find it fun to open up the book to any particular date. Oh, what's your birthday? You know, what's the scale for my birthday? That's kind of interesting, and I can use that as a way to just get into something that I've never explored before. I mean, it's almost guaranteed that I would never have done that particular thing before. And it also shows you that it's not an infinite kind of problem. It's actually a pretty manageable kind of question. When you formulate the question in a way that, you know, that minimizes sort of all the math, you know. I just think about them in terms of shapes. And you have a shape and you can have it this way, or you can turn the shape this way, or you can turn it that way. It's still the same shape, you know. So anyway, that's the gist of it. If you're not a member, please join. And for $5... I sell this book for quite a bit more than that online anyway. So this book should be worth $5 to you. You know, even if you don't dig it, you probably find something in there that's worth a few minutes of your time. And if you have already purchased this book, send me a message. I'll send you something else as a compensation for that. So really hope you can join the channel and have this as part of your potential daily meditation on music and opening up new things for you melodically, harmonically, and conceptually. All right. See you next time. Welcome back. This is the video where I provide the link, look below, to download 351 Shapes. This is a book that I spent many years putting together, so please just keep it for yourself, your own use. It does have a little watermark on it that says for Patreon members, But it's not like password protected and all that. So if you would like to share it with somebody, just send them here to the Patreon. They could become a member, and if they don't like the other stuff, they could just cancel their membership or whatever. But I do sell it for a much higher price, to the public. So it would be great if you could keep it for your own use. So that's about it. Let's do a little practice on today's. I'll show you how I might like use this just to kind of as a warm up or something like that, a little meditation. Today is January 23rd. My shape is shape number 23. Interesting. Well, of course, I guess it's not that interesting because it's January. That's not a coincidence. So let me make a little drone and see. Let's see. I'll do. Okay, there's my drone. Hope you can hear that. I'm gonna turn it up a little bit. All right, so the first mode of this. C, D flat, E flat, C. I'm sorry, C, D flat, E flat, F. So I might just go around and play those notes in different areas of the guitar. Second mode. This is starting on the second part of the shape. So if you imagine it as intervals, the first one I was doing was the intervals were a minor second, a major second, and then a perfect fifth. Okay? So that's major second, and a perfect fifth. Right? Or I could say semitone, tone, tone, fifth, okay? Now, if I start, you imagine you're starting that same interval cycle, but you're starting on the second part. So it's gonna be tone, tone, perfect fifth, and then a semitone. So here's my whole tone. Sounds major. There's my two whole tones. And then the perfect fifth. And then the semitone. Isn't that interesting? How dark this first mode is. And then how bright the second mode is. Thank you. imagine you're starting on that second semitone. So the order now is going to be whole tone, and then a perfect fifth, and then a semitone, and then another whole tone. So you're going to go whole tone, and then a fifth. I'm sorry. There's your whole tone, perfect fifth, and then a semitone, and then a whole tone at the end to bring it to the octave. It almost sounds like a dominant seventh chord. You could do any of your exercises that you would normally do, but just with these modes. Now the last one's going to start with the perfect fifth. And then it'll have the semitone. And then it ends with two whole tones. Back into kind of a dark sound. Sounds a little bit like natural minor. So in review, the four modes are this one, this dark sort of Phrygian sounding one. Sounding one. Then this sort of dominant seventh sounding thing. And then this sort of minor sounding one. So that's an idea of how you might get started. You just open up the book and you just look at it, you know, and you just go wherever it takes you. But I like the idea of randomly practicing stuff, and I can just open this book up at any place and find a scale that is not made by people, really. You know, I mean, the 12-tone system is made by people, but it's not like any scale has any priority over any other scale, you know. They're all equally considered. So a major scale is only one page in this book, you know, in Western music, probably it's quite a large percentage of the melodies that we hear are made up out of that structure. But in this book, it's just one page out of 351. So there are 350 other pages full of scales and modes. Hope you enjoy this. It's a little far out, I know. And it's not necessarily about guitar, but guitar is really only one of my interests in music. It just happens to be the thing that I am best able to express myself on. But I like to think about music outside of guitar as just its own thing, you know. Oh, now this is starting to play by itself. I forgot I kept the loop going. All right. So, spread the word about the Patreon, and we'll see you next time. All right. Well, that's it for today's episode. I hope you found it useful for your personal work. This podcast was produced by Ed Gavitt, with the original source being a video on Patreon. If you'd like to see this video, head on over to Patreon and search for Work with Miles Okazaki. If you go through a browser and sign up as a member, it's a very small fee. And if you like the convenience of the iOS app, it's just a little bit more. In any case, as a member, you have access to categories such as exercises for the guitar, things to download, things to practice, guided practice sessions where I practice and you play along, a category called the Language of Jazz where I go through standards and famous solos, transcriptions, listening sessions, and also a complete series on every composition by Thelonious Monk as it might be played on the guitar. I do detailed demonstration of material from my book Fundamentals of Guitar and have prepared special exercises and software even for members of the site. Every Sunday we sit down with some Bach, take a look at some violin sonatas, cello suites, inventions, well-tempered clavier, things like that. We work on sight reading. We work on listening, exercises to train your ear, exercises to train rhythmically off the instrument. And then as often as I can, I sit down and do a mailbag episode where I go through listener questions and answer them directly. We're having a lot of fun over there, and I really hope you can join us. And thanks for joining us today on this podcast version and for your support of creative music. See you next time.